You are tuned into the Purple Hour on Purple Current, and it's a special day. My good friend, Prince's friend, has just released a video that he's very excited about that has a lot to do with Prince's positioning as a modern-day sage, somebody who brings a lot of wisdom into the earth, not somebody who is perfect himself, but someone who just brings some wisdom perhaps beyond the average Joe on the street. And that is what is inspiring today's Purple Hour. We're talking about words of wisdom from Prince. So first of all, welcome to the Purple Hour, Prince's friend. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me back on. I'm very, very excited about being with you and also with the new work that we're doing.
So before we get into the actual work that you put out, this this video, you picked 1999 New Master as the track to open today's Purple Hour with. I know there's some words of wisdom in that, and you were very specific about that version. So what inspired you to choose that song?
Well, 1999 in and of itself is a very wise song. It's all kind of about accepting where you are today. And yes, the world is going to end, but you still have to have fun and do the best that you can in the here and now. And that's actually one of the very first kind of inspirational messages that I got from some of Prince's songs when I started listening to him. The fact that I asked for the New Master to be the specific version that we play was more because that also speaks to his trailblazing. That was during when he was having his fight with his record label, Warner Brothers, where he was like, well, if you're not going to give me my masters back, I'm just going to make new ones. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things like, nobody does that. But guess what? Prince did that. He was always thinking out of the box, and just another way to kind of teach us all that, you know, you have to think outside of the box. You have to think of new ways to tackle old obstacles.
Well, that is great sage-like wisdom, and I know it's the tip of the iceberg. So this piece he just put out today, tell us about what inspired it and what kind of the thesis of this modern-day sage thing is.
I've been doing this channel now on YouTube, Prince's Friend, for a couple of years, and a lot of it has been more to celebrate. It's been a lot to kind of mourn the loss. But what I really wanted to focus on in 2019 was to kind of go through the lessons that he left for us. Like, yes, he's gone and, you know, we all miss him, but he's left us so much at this point for us to kind of go through and dissect and absorb into our everyday life. But what I do in the video is I compare Prince to a few other historical sages, kind of go through, you know, the lessons that those other sages taught versus the lessons that Prince taught, and really show how not only Prince has been able to touch my own life, but also to spread his message to millions of people all around the world.
So today we've picked out a bunch of songs. I should say more accurately, you picked out a bunch of songs that really fit this bill. We're calling it Prince's Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom, I should say. So up first is FUNK. So tell me about the words of wisdom from Prince in this track.
Mostly, FUNK is one of those really fun tracks that if you listen to, it's kind of a clapback at critics and whatnot. But really, if you dig deep into the lyrics, he says that the only way to combat the negativity coming at you is just to continue doing what you're doing. You kind of have to acknowledge that you know what you're doing, and what you're doing has purpose and is good. So it really doesn't matter what anybody else says. And that's why I love that song. It's very aggressive, but it's got a great message in it.
It's Words of Wisdom from Prince with Prince's Friend on Purple Current during the Purple Hour. Here's FUNK. It's the Purple Hour on Purple Current, and that is Paisley Park off of Around the World in a Day. We also heard Sexuality from the Controversy record, Let It Go off of Come, Clouds from Towards the End of Prince's Career, that is off the Artificial Age release, and FUNK. Hey, my name is Sean McPherson. I'm your host for today's Purple Hour, but I am joined by Prince's Friend, runs a fantastic YouTube channel dedicated to exploring Prince's universe, analyzing records, and also this year, a new goal towards sort of extrapolating a lot of the words of wisdom from Prince's catalog to sort of underline all the ways in which Prince is a modern-day sage. That ties into a release that Prince's Friend put out today celebrating Prince's role as somebody to provide some wisdom. So again, welcome back to the Purple Hour, Prince's friend, and I'm just dropping you right into it. What are the words of wisdom in Paisley Park?
The words of wisdom in Paisley Park are pretty universal, and it's ones that a lot of us Prince friends actually already know. The entire idea of kind of having a place that you feel accepted and that it's okay to be whoever you are is one that Prince talked about a lot. But I think he really, really hit the mark when he released Paisley Park, because not only did he say that it was a physical place, and it kind of ended up becoming a physical place where everybody could just be who they are, but it was also the message that it's in your heart, mm-hmm. and that it's kind of all about self-acceptance. And it's an amazing song anyway, but again, just kind of digging deep into what each of these different songs kind of teaches us is kind of shows off how awesome Prince was, you know, as a sage.
And what wisdom are you finding in Sexuality?
Sexuality, I've always interpreted that song, and that's the kind of the thing about, you know, sages and their messages is they can be interpreted in different ways. But for me, a lot of that had to do with kind of understanding where you are generationally, mm-hmm. And kind of pushing back against the accepted society that is trying to put you in a box, and also teaching that message to the next generation. One of the big lines in Sexuality is, you know, kids are never bad from the beginning. They only imitate their atmosphere. And so what Prince is trying to say in the song is we have to kind of come to terms with our own issues here so that we're not passing them on to the next generation.
It's some heavy words, and it's some really fun, enjoyable music accompanying it. So it's a nice combination. I feel like Prince was good about, if he was giving you some medicine, he often made the syrup very funky surrounding it, which is a great thing about his work. Now, if folks want to dig in more into this idea of Prince was a modern day sage, where should they go to get your full video?
You can totally go to youtube.com/Prince's Friend. That's the easiest way to get mm-hmm. there, but you know, there's links all over, you know, my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram. You know, we're really trying to push this one out pretty heavily. It's probably the best video that I've done on my channel. I've put a lot of man hours into it and a lot of myself and my soul into the message and the version of Prince that I'm trying to kind of tell people, like, this is my version of Prince, and kind of everybody sees Prince through their own, you know, lens, but this one's mine.
I hear you loud and clear, and the way we're celebrating the release on Purple Hour is by focusing on tracks that share some wisdom from Prince's world, and one of the tracks you picked is Play in the Sunshine. So what kind of wisdom are you getting from Prince's track off of Sign of the Times?
Play in the Sunshine is an interesting one, because it really is kind of about... It's the second track that comes right after Sign of the Times, where he's speaking a lot about all of the dangers and the terrible things that are happening in the world. And Play in the Sunshine is, yeah, all of that terrible stuff is happening, but what we can do together is we can try and spread the love and try and make each other happy, and we can try to right these things, because if all of us kind of dig too deep and get too, you know, navel-gazing, too depressed about everything and all the terrible things that are happening in the world, nothing can get accomplished. We kind of have to pick ourselves up and find determination and happiness and encourage each other to move forward.
Fair enough. Words of wisdom communicated by Prince's friend, obviously from the pen and mind of Prince himself. And so thankful to get your input and feedback on these tracks. Let's listen to a little bit of Prince. Here is Play in the Sunshine on Purple Current during the Purple Hour. It's the Purple Hour on Purple Current, and that's a powerful track from the 1995 release, The Gold Experience, that is We March. Today on the Purple Hour, we've been hanging out with Prince's friend, a YouTube personality, and a great font of enthusiasm, knowledge, and community building about Prince's universe. And that's exactly what Prince's friend has done today, released a new video called Prince Was a Modern Day Sage, and he was nice enough to come on the show and talk about Words of Wisdom from Prince's catalog. Again, thank you for being with us, Prince's friend. And can you tell me a little bit about We March and where that connects with Prince's role, in your opinion, as a modern-day sage?
Well, first off, again, thank you for having me on the show again. I always love coming and talking with you. We March is actually a really cool song, and it is a little bit more of a practical song versus some of the other songs on the playlist that are more words of wisdom-y, whereas We March is very much pushing the young people and all of us to kind of get more political, understand the roots and the history of kind of the stuff that has led to the current position that we're in. One thing about sages is that a lot of the time sages become kind of the canary in the coal mine. They end up being the ones to point out what is wrong currently and also sort of paint a picture as to where, if nothing changes, these decisions will take us. And We March is just one example of a song where Prince did that expertly.
Let's touch on one more track, and then I want to find out one more time sort of about the full thrust of your YouTube video. So Positivity off of Love Sexy. What had you pick that one?
Well, Positivity is, it's one of my all-time favorite Prince songs because it's from Love Sexy, and that entire album is wonderful. That song specifically, though, is kind of all about the fact that you can be tempted to do something that's wrong, or you can be tempted to judge others. You can be tempted to make the wrong choice, and you kind of have to have that positivity within you. In the song, you know, Prince is specifically saying that positivity is God, but even if you remove religion from it, that positivity is that self-awareness, that understanding of yourself. And it is mostly a song. It's funny that the title of the song is Positivity, but it's less about positivity and more about rejecting negativity, which is one of the things that I really dig with that song.
Very, very cool. And again, this is all sort of inspired by a piece that you put up today. Prince was a modern day sage. And the thesis, I think, sort of stands on its own. And let me tell you, Prince's friend, I'm convinced Prince was a modern day sage. But if people want to dig in and see your explanation and your comparisons of Prince to other folks who are regarded as sages, where do they find that information in that video?
You can find that on YouTube. The name of the channel is Prince's Friend, and you can type in any iteration of that, and you'll end up finding me. But it's one of those, it's an amazing video. I really do try to dig deep, and it can be a little dense at times, because I'm really trying to explain the entire theory. The term sage is not even one that's widely used right in our modern day. There is some explanation as to what a sage is, and then a lot of examples as to why I believe Prince is a modern day sage.
Well, you know, it's not exactly a bad day of the year to put up a dense and hard to navigate video. If you're saying, yeah, this is quite a body of work to dig into. This was the day back in 1998 that Prince finally started shipping out Crystal Ball, that huge collection of so much music, and mm-hmm. that incredible disc, The Truth. And if you're talking about some sage-like wisdom coming out of Prince's pen, you got to talk about that particular title track, The Truth. And that's what we're going to close today's Purple Hour with. So what words of wisdom do you find in that track?
That track is kind of all about questioning your world. It's about not just accepting everything, because not everything is the truth, but also about seeking that truth. And that's one of the wonderful things about not only that song, but about that whole album, because Prince was in his own truth. He was living it. At that time, he had just become emancipated from Warner Brothers, and it was just an amazing time for him. You can tell in this album how joyous it was, and this song specifically, the title track, the opening track, the musicality in it, everything, it just speaks so much to the messages that Prince was trying to put out there into the universe to kind of teach us all. And, you know, I am a student of Prince, and I believe anybody who is willing to open their minds and their hearts to Prince's music also then becomes a student of Prince.
Well, it's a beautiful way to close the hour. And thank you so much for sharing this video with the universe and sharing your time with us. So thank you, Princess Friend, for being on the Purple Hour.
Thank you, Sean.
Here's The Truth off of The Truth from that Crystal Ball release that is celebrating its 21st anniversary today. It's Prince on the Purple Hour on Purple Current. Mm-hmm.